Assalamu alaikum. It's nice to see you again as we continue to bring the divine into the daily by understanding how we can incorporate the characteristics of the 99 names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala into our daily lives to improve our relationships with our spouse and with our children. So the name that we're going to discuss today is Al-Hakam, which means the judge. We know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most fair of all judges, the most merciful of all judges, the most compassionate of all judges. Yet we as human beings, when we begin to judge, particularly our spouse or our children, we find that that form of judging can often be very unfair. And we do this constantly on a daily basis. Often, judging our spouse may arise from our own insecurities. It may arise from a place where we have experienced in our own childhoods or in our own families an atmosphere of criticism. You know, there's the common complaint that we'll often hear from youth in our counseling center where they may say, you know, I get a 95 on my test and yet I go home and my parents will say, why didn't you get 100? And although for many of us growing up, this may have been a method of encouragement or a system where parents were trying to push us to do better, in reality, the outcome of that can cause a great deal of damage to the psyche. And what winds up happening is we may implement that same form of criticism in the form of judging consistently with our spouse or with our children. And so we've talked in the past about how we need to remember that when we point one finger like this at someone, there are three fingers that are pointing back towards us. And that's an incredibly important element to keep in mind when we find ourselves falling into the pitfall of judging. So if we are constantly criticizing our spouse, so for example, a husband who is constantly telling the wife, you know, why did you cook this? I don't like this. Why did you dress like this? I don't like the way you're dressing. Why are you picking up the child in this way? Why are you speaking in this way? Why are you doing this? If it's constantly negative judging, this can also take a huge toll on the relationship. And vice versa, if the wife kind of escalates, there are several jokes all of the time about the idea of nagging, but if that concept of nagging is actually rooted in a form of unfair judgment, then that can also take a huge toll on the relationship. If the wife is constantly pointing out flaws in the husband's interactions, you know, why did you say this? Why did you act this way when my family came over? Why did you interact with our friends in this way? Why did you make this statement at work? Why did you do this with the laundry? Why did you do this in terms of the cooking or the cleaning? And that constant judgment can lead to someone wanting to shut down emotionally and not being able to connect with anyone. We find this reciprocated in our children as well. If a child wants to come into the kitchen, for example, and help, immediately many of us, you know, as moms will react and say, well, no, I don't want you to make a mess. You're just going to mess things up. I'm going to wind up having more work to do. This in itself is also a form of judgment. Now, we're not only critical with our spouse and with our children, but we're often very judgmental of each other as well. And this is a huge flaw in our ummah, where we find ourselves pointing fingers at one another and assuming the worst rather than the best. And we're reminded by the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and also in the Quran that the best of us is the one who is able to maintain in our hearts no sort of rancor, that we do not carry that feeling of ill will towards our brothers and sisters in Islam, because we are reminded that the best of us is the ones that are best to our brothers and sisters, that want for our brothers and sisters what we want for ourselves. So whether you're a mom who is caught in the debate of staying at home is better than working or working is better than staying at home, whether you're a father who is caught in the situation of being judgmental about a friend's car, a friend's lifestyle, a friend's children, whether you're a parent who tends to compare and judge children, recall that this is not for us to do, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Hakam. He is the fairest of all judges, and it is not for us to judge one another. We should look internally and focus on ourselves and how we can improve ourselves rather than constantly judging others, whether that's our spouse, our children, or our friends. Jazakum Allahu khair, and I look forward to speaking to you again in our next episode as we continue to bring the divine into the daily. Assalamu alaikum.